In May, South Carolina became the 7th state to require voters to have a government-issued photo ID at the polling station before they can vote. Supporters say that will help to prevent voter fraud. Opponents say it has nothing to do with voter fraud, which isn't really a problem, but all it does is create an extra obstacle for voters. Joining us now, Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, which is the political blog for our co-producer, WNYC. Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, Anna. We've had this debate over voter ID for a very long time. There was a lot of calls for voter fraud, especially in the early aughts. Early in the 2000s, mm-hmm. there was many claims of voter fraud, and most of them were debunked. So why are we still having these arguments over voter fraud?
Well, in the last year at in-state houses, there's been this trend of tightening voter rules. In Florida, for example, they're tightening voter registration requirements. In states like Ohio, they're shortening the periods for early voting. And then in states like South Carolina, they're looking at photo IDs and saying, look, this is something we need to do to ensure the integrity of our elections in this state. South Carolina actually already had a voter ID requirement. They made it tighter with this new law by requiring a photo ID. And what this means, however, is there's 178,000 voters, registered voters in South Carolina, who, according to 2010 numbers, don't have the required DMV identification to get to go to the polls and vote. And so what this means is there's a whole lot of folks who have already been voting who, come 2012, for example, if they don't take some extra steps, they won't be able to vote. So I talked to a woman named Lottie Spencer, who's been registering voters in South Carolina for 40 years. She started as a civil rights activist during the 1960s, and she said this is actually making it the hardest it's ever been as she's talking to voters. She started back in March as this was moving through the state house talking to folks. This is what she told me.
They're making them feel like it's too difficult for them to do it, and then they're making some of them feel like, well, I done been voting all these years, and why now I have to go through all this?
You know, we're speaking with Anna Sale, who is a reporter for It's a Free Country, the political blog for our co-producer at NYC. I have to kind of echo that question from Lottie Spencer that she spoke with. You know, I looked up some of the statistics, and you know, the Brennan Center for Justice has done a lot of great research on this. They say that, in fact, the chances that someone is going to go to the polls and impersonate another voter are less than your chances of getting struck by lightning. So why?
They compare it to being struck by lightning. That's right. Well, what you hear from South Carolina legislators and from Governor Nikki Haley is like, look, we need to modernize our elections. You need a driver's license to buy Sudafed. You need a driver's license to get on a plane. Why not require a driver's license to do something as important as vote? And I talked to a Republican legislator who acknowledges this does present some administrative hurdles for voters. For example, an older African-American voter, for example, who might have been born by a midwife in a rural community might not have a birth certificate. And he's actually helped some voters deal with the agency that does vital statistics to get a birth certificate and provided legal advice for them and how to do that, helping them through that. And I asked him, now that you've seen these administrative hurdles to get these, you know, for to help these voters get driver's license, do you still support this bill? And he said, yes, I voted for it. And I think when you look at elections, it's that important that we need to just do this. This is what he told me.
I just think that's what is commonplace now, and we just need to bring our voting laws into the modern era and make sure that we have elections that are clean and fair.
That's Republican legislator Merle Smith.
Again, Central you have
County.
To point out that he's a Republican, because the other argument here is that for the most part, requiring voter ID is going to discourage more Democrats from voting than Republicans, right?
And that's what you've seen. This has been a politically charged battle. You mentioned the aughts during the Bush administration. This was actually part of the issues. Remember the attorney general scandals,
where
U.S. attorney scandals, when U.S. attorney in New Mexico was fired. It later turned out that the Justice Department in an investigation said, we think that because he wasn't aggressively pursuing quote unquote voter fraud issues was part of the reason he was let go. And so the question is, does voter fraud exist? That's
right.
That is a big question. And it's difficult because you're trying to prove a negative. It could exist, but is it happening? And there was a hearing in the Senate last week in the Judiciary Committee, and a guy named Justin Levitt, who's a law professor at Loyola University, he talked about the Supreme Court decision in 2008 that upheld an Indiana photo ID law. And this is what he said.
At the largest stage in the country, at the Supreme Court, there were a total of 9 alleged votes nationwide since 2000 that might, if they were fraud at all, have been stopped by ID. 9.
So there is no demonstrated problem of a system-wide problem of people going in, impersonating other voters, and casting their vote. However, Justice John Paul Stevens, in the decision in that case, he said, look, I know there's been no evidence in this record that this is happening in Indiana. However, it could happen. And because it could swing a close election, that is more important than getting around than preventing these hurdles.
But the other question after that, and again, that voter fraud has been exhaustively researched. Lots of people have looked for evidence, have not found it. But here's a big question, Anna. Do we have evidence that it actually does, in fact, discourage people? I mean, aside from people saying, yeah, this puts an obstacle, does it actually drop the number of voters down?
Well, that's a political question as well. Supporters of these bills say, look, if you look at Indiana in 2008, after this was in place, turnout went up. And then, of course, opponents of these laws say you can't make that comparison. The 2008 election had record turnout. You can't say it's about the photo ID. So that in itself is also a political question. So in South Carolina, that's where this is going. It's going to be a states' rights battle as well as a voting rights question, because South Carolina has to get approval from the Obama administration's Justice Department for this law to become enacted in the state. And so already there's some jostling. The Justice Department has said back to South Carolina, we need some more information about the impact of this law, if it's going to discourage minority voters from voting, because South Carolina is one of the states that, according to the Voting Rights Act, this Justice Department, the federal government's got to make sure they're not discouraging voters
of
color
from getting
into the polls.
Before.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, so we might actually see the federal government knocking it down.
And you've got Nikki Haley, the governor there, who was elected with Tea Party support. The attorney general there ran a campaign ad saying, I'm the candidate who will stand up to the Obama administration. And this is all, of course, under the shadow of the South Carolina primary, the third in the country, the first in the South.
Yeah.
So this is something to watch closely, because it could potentially get pretty ugly.
Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country, the political blog for our co-producer WNYC. And as a reporter on politics, a lot of the time, it usually is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
That's why they compare it to sausage making. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.